In August of 2024, Bev White, who suffered from Lewy body dementia and Parkinson's, decided to use medical assistance in dying, made, to close the last chapter in the book of her life. In honor of White's journey with dementia, her husband, Paul Atherton, started this annual fundraiser for the Alzheimer's Society of BC, Walkin' and Talkin'. The first two took place before White's passing. This will be the third year the fundraiser is taking place. The first year we raised $9,000 in 2 weeks. I think we pushed $20,000 the second year, and then last year we pushed $30,000 in donations, shared Atherton. On April 27, Atherton will host a kickoff fundraiser for Walk for Alzheimer's at 40 Knots Vineyard and Estate Winery. There will be food, entertainment by comedian Sid Bozell, refreshments, and a silent auction. Various local businesses have donated prize packs, such as a golf package for two with an overnight stay at Crown Isle, passes to Mount Washington, RMT Momentum Therapeutic Massage, Roston, two gifts of one-hour massages, and other donations are still coming in. Tickets are $150, with a tax receipt for $100 for income taxes purposes. All proceeds go to the Alzheimer's Society of BC. While the event honors the memory of White and her dedication to fundraising, every year more and more people are touched by Alzheimer's. When you start talking to people, every single person has a dementia story. I don't want to say that you can't get away from it, but it's there. Everyone has been touched. Lots of people have said, "Hey Paul, I'm glad you're doing this. I'm happy to support the team." White was told she had 6 months to decide if she wanted to use MAID, as her ability to make life-altering decisions would not be as clear as it was at that point. Even with the choice of MAID, White had the right to change her mind at any point. With dementia, as that person progresses through time, that person is less and less cognitive. As they get closer and closer to the day, you're constantly reminding them about what they wanted. You ask them to justify to you, at least I did in Bev's case, "Well, why do you want MAID?" shared Atherton. There wouldn't be many minutes in the day in the last while that she was able to say that, because the rest of the time she was in a dreamlike state. Atherton decorated their home with pictures of family members to help keep White's mind alive with memories. "It became a challenge to me, I will say, as it got closer to the end. It became emotionally hard for me. The day that Bev passed, it was like living in the eye of a hurricane. It was quiet everywhere. There is peace everywhere, and I kind of like that. While her book was closed, there was a new chapter starting for me, which was to deal with the estate." Atherton wants to continue to contribute to research into Alzheimer's with his annual kickoff that starts off before the Alzheimer's Society of BC's annual walk on May 25. That event will see people in more than 20 communities across BC walk together to honor people affected by dementia. Funds raised through the walk help the Alzheimer's Society of BC deliver programs and services to change the future for people affected by dementia. You come into the world as a baby, and there's all these joyous moments. And from that point on, the journey starts. But when a person picks MAID, it's like the last chapter's been written and the book has been closed, reflects Atherton. For tickets to the event, please follow the Eventbrite link. https://2025alzheimerskickofffundraiser.eventbrite.ca